Marble Canyon Dam Site. Interestingly enough, in 1923, when the USGS survey team went through here under Colonel Claude Birdseye, Marble Canyon Dam Site, they did not identify it as a dam site. For whatever reason, they had bypassed this one. But by the 40s and 50s, this was one of the main locations for a project that would have a couple of dams in Grand Canyon, one at Marble Canyon, the dam site here about mile 40, little 38, 39, and then one down a couple hundred miles below at what's called the Bridge Canyon Dam Site. And the idea was that they would have a dam here to back water up past Lee's Ferry towards where Glen Canyon Dam got constructed. So there'd be a reservoir there. And then they would divert through a tunnel, through the Kaibab, to Kanab Creek drainage, which would be about another 100 miles downstream. And there would be a dam at the mouth of Kanab Creek. And these were for, this one would have been for power generation, releasing water back into the main Colorado and almost immediately into the headwaters of Bridge Canyon Reservoir, with Bridge Canyon Dam about 100 miles downstream from that. They would also put a dam on the Little Colorado River to control sediment. And then, of course, Glen Canyon Dam built 20 years later in 1963, which kept sediment out of the system, but that was for delivery for the upper basin to the lower basin. So there are a series of at least four locations marked on the walls at this dam site, A, B, C, and D, and they did test adits at each of the locations. And this is in limestone, which is kind of porous. You know, you have these solution caverns as you go downstream. And so not the best place, the best type of rock for a dam. They'd have to control that seepage. Whether they would do the same thing, it's a different rock. It's Navajo sandstone and Glen Canyon Dam, but they would have had problems with the seepage at both locations. The main adit on River Left, the first one you really see with a big tailings pile, goes back into the rock 400 feet. Branches, there are three branches. One's 200 feet, one's about 150, and the other's less than 100. And you can walk all the way through those. And so you can get back in 600 feet into the limestone. The Sierra Club, David Brower and Martin Litton, eventually opposed the Brower and Litton eventually got the Sierra Club to oppose the dam construction, and taking out ads in newspapers and magazines, and successfully fought the building of the dams in these locations, kept them out of Grand Canyon. This was really a project that was supported by the state of Arizona, because they wanted to use these as cash register dams to finance the Central Arizona project. And that didn't happen. They had to get funding from other locations. People have said that perhaps they should remove the tailings piles, close up the holes, patch the walls, to get rid of the evidence that there of this man-made construction down in the Grand Canyon. But most people think that it's a good reminder of what could happen in the Grand Canyon, and it's better to leave these places the way they are now. My first trip 40 years ago, there was still scaffolding going up the walls, and they took the scaffolding down a couple of years later. By 1975, that was gone. They took the barges out, construction barges and things like that, too, in later years. So this is a good reminder of the potential for dams in the Grand Canyon, which was completely have altered everything through there. Dams above, Glen Canyon Dam and Lake Powell, dam below, Hoover Dam and Lake Mead. But in between, we've got over 230 miles of river that are unaffected by these two dams that would have been in the middle of the Grand Canyon.